It. The Hiluch, so I'm now with the Yud, with the Hiluch, Rabbi Nosson, and he's like, you see, he doesn't argue on Hiluch. Tomorrow says, Lord, there's no Raya, but we're talking about Hiluch here without the Yud, therefore, and the Rabbi, don't go as according to Rabbi Sheet, and not according to Rabbi Nosson. Toshima coming here, says, the Fikach, in Mamalo Yabal, the Yevshi, the Kabbalah, Elo Hiluch.
I don't want you to accept this gift, to be a Shlich Le Kabbalah. Elo Hiluch, but I want you rather go take this gift to my wife, then it's clearly Rotzel Asli Yachzer. If he doesn't want to retract, he could retract. Again, time of Yom Iyeshi. Only because he said Iyeshi, I don't want you to be a Shlich LeKabbalah. Holo Yom Iyeshi, if the husband would have not said Iyeshi, then the din would have been Rotzolach Salayachter. If the husband wants to retract, he can't retract. So my love isn't the case talking about Behiluch, that we're going for Reb Nosson. We want to say even according to Reb Nosson. So if the husband would have said Lashon of Heiluch, that would not be good. Because Heiluch is Lavkischi. But rather he said Lashon of Hiluch. Hiluch means Yekischi right now. Should you have a proof that according to Reb Nosson, Hiluch is good? Tomorrow says, Loi, I'll tell you again, Behiluch, we're talking about Lashon even Behiluch, and Berebi. And the Chlam and Mishnah only goes according to Rebbe. But Rebbe holds Hiluch is also Kischi Dami. But like Reb Nosson, could be Hiluch and Hiluch both are no good, not Kischi. Tashma, here's a final proof. This is a good proof. Says, Hiluch gets Zelishti. Take this get to my wife. So it says, Rotzalas Yasef. The husband wants to retract, he could. Why? Because Hiluch is Lav Kischi. And still it says, Hiluch gets Elishti. If the husband used the Lashon of Hiluch, then we say, Rotzalas Yachzer. Here it says, here the husband cannot retract anymore. So the Chura, Man Shamet Lady Yama Behiluch. Rotzalas Yachzer, who holds the Lashon of Hiluch, is Lav Kischi. That the husband could retract, that's Rabbi Nosson. Okama, still it says clearly here, the Hiluch, Rotzalas Yachzer. But if you use the Lashon of Hiluch, Hiluch is a strong Lashon. Hiluch is here it is right now. They get you Bichal right now. So Hiluch is Kischi. Shema Mina, Hiluch Kischi Dami Shema Mina. Here it's a good proof that even according to Reb Nosson, if you say Lashon of Hiluch, Hiluch is a strong Lashon, that is Kischi. Itma, we learned like this. His Kaboli Giti. If again, his Kaboli Giti, where the wife really told the Shliach to be Mekabel to get. Now the Shliach tells the husband, Vishtachomer is Kaboli Giti. The same thing. So he's a good shliach lekabala. Vuayme, but the husband says, Hoylech v'tein lo, take it and give it. So the question is Hoylech kischi, the gets chal right now? Or is Hoylech lav kischi, it's only chal when she receives it? So Amar Rabbi said, Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav, Nase shlucha yu shlucha, that this shliach has two parts to him. He's like his shliach and her shliach. In other words, Rav has a suffix, is Hoylech kischi or lav kischi. If Hoylech is kischi, the shliach is the wife's shliach to get the schar right now. If Hoylech is lav kischi, the shliach is the husband's shliach, it's not chal till she receives it. Therefore, what's going to be if the husband dies before the shliach gives over the get to the wife? The loch would be the chaletzes. In such a case, though, she'll need chalitza min asafik. It's possible to say that when the husband gave over the get,
maybe it was, maybe it wasn't, then min asafik, you had to have chaletzes. So, Lameyma, what do you want to tell me? That the Misafka le'Rav, Rav has a suffix over here, he heard a kischi dami, lav kischi dami. What's the law of Hoylech? Is it kischi dami or not?
In Mumnis, we learned like this by money nanas. We learned, Hoylech mon le'pleini. If Reuven tells his friend, take this money to Shimon, Shani Chaybo, I owe him the money. So now the Reuven Shliach took the money to give it over to Shimon. Omar Rav says like this, Chaybach Yusuf. The money gets lost on the way, the Mashalach, he's mechuyif to pay. But yishno v'yimbolach terein echoizer. If the mishalach wants to retract and get the money back, nothing doing, he can't retract anymore. Because you see, Hoylech is kischi dami. So here we see for sure, Hoylech is kischi. So Gemara says, no. Hosam, the klal is, could be it's a suffolk there also. But the klal by money matters is, suffolk l'mayna l'kula. A suffolk of money, since the shliach now is holding the get for this other person, it's like he has the money ready. So therefore, Maitzim Mechaveri, all over Raya, we can't get the money back anymore. That's why the Mishalach cannot get the money back. But Hoch over here by Yisurim, Sofik Yisurim L'chumra. Here the case is the husband gave the get to the Shliach and said Hoylech. Now if Hoylech is Kischi, the get is Chal right now. If Hoylech is Lav Kischi, she's not Megereshus until the get comes to her hand. And here that the husband died before she received the get, she needs Chalitza. That's why Rav Tak has a suffix. His Hoylech Kischi or not, and by Yisurim he has to go to Chumra. Omar Rav says, Einu Isha Oysa Shliach Lekabel Lo Gita Miyad Shliach Baila. If the husband made a Shliach to give the get over to his wife, Then the wife wakes up and makes a shliach to accept the get from the shliach of the husband, nothing doing. Musun sima de rabbonin, that's not called a good get. Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Chanina says, no, isha oisa shliach lekabolo gitam ya shliach baila. What's wrong? The wife could make a shliach lekabolo to accept the get from the shliach of the baal. So Gemara says, my time of the Rav, what's wrong? Why, what does Rav say it can't be? He says two towards him. He says one towards him, Mishum Bizoin the Baal. Say, as far as the Baal will be very makbid upon this. It looks as if what happened here? The husband made a shliach to give the get to the wife. So the husband wants that his shliach to give the get to the wife. Now the shliach now, if the wife makes the get to receive it, it's as if the wife doesn't like what the husband did, he doesn't like to get it from his shliach, he doesn't trust the wife, the husband's shliach, it's a Bizoin to the husband. That's why she can't do this. He boy said another teretz says there's a new gzera mishum chatzer habol yachah mikan. It looks a case like a case we had if the husband would put the get in somebody else's chatzer, and then later the husband would buy that chatzer and be makna to his wife, the get would not be good because at the time when the husband put the get in that chatzer, he or she did not own it. See also if the husband first makes a shliach and then she makes a shliach later, it looks as if the shliach is getting it from somebody else. So Mar says, my benayu, what's the difference between the two reasons? If the wife first made a shliach to accept the get, and then the husband went to make a shliach to give the get, if the chsaron is mishum bizoyin, the baal doesn't look nice to the husband, that still applies here. The husband's not going to feel good if you don't accept the get from my shliach. But if the reason is we're afraid of a chotzer that came later on, here it doesn't happen. Since the wife made the shliach lakabola first, so there could be no problems over here. It never looks like it was given over to a third party in between. This will be an afkamina. So Gemara says like this now. It was a maitse now. Who garba there was a man? He sent a wife. He sent his wife to get with a shliach. Also shliach, the shliach went, the shliach loylocha. Ashkeche, he found the wife. Kiyos of a kolisha. She was kneading dough. Omolos, he told the hilo gitcha, here's your get that your husband is sending you. Ormulei, she says, Levi biyotcha. Hetach si, you hold on to it. In other words, I'm making you a shliach lekabolo. You be my shliach lekabolo, and the get should be good. So Rav Nachman said, you should know. Iisa the Rabbi Chanina, if you hold like Rabbi Chanina that said, a wife could make a shliach lekabolo to accept the get from the baal's shliach, if so, avdi ba'uvda, I would say in this case, the get is a good get. Ormulei, Rav said back, no. Iisa the Rabbi Chanina, of this, but of the even if you hold a gachanina here, you would hold this is halacha. Here's another problem over here. Holachos v'shlichos eitz labal. The shlichos cannot be returned to the husband. We have before svara. Whenever you make a shliach, the shliach has to be able to finish his mission and then go back to the original owner and tell him I did what you did. But here it can't happen because the husband made this Reuven a shliach to give the get. Now before he gives the get, the wife makes him a shliach lekabolo. So instead of him giving the get, he himself becomes the one to receive the get. That should be a problem. The shlich is that does not go back to the mishalcha. So Gemara says, Shalchu l'kaim with Ravami. They asked this question in front of Ravami. Shalchu l'hu, and he sent back to him, Loichos l'shlich, v'es labal. It's like a true. The shlich is no good over here. Since the shlich can never go back to the husband before he becomes the shlich l'kabolah, therefore the get is no good. Let me take this thing over again. Hold the shechul count of Hidden and send it over. Second time to Hidden, same Shiloh Baraba. Omri said like this: Kolhani shluchi lo viazli. All these shluchim should be good. Kat ki heichid the mesafkul of the two hognam mesafkul didan. Because we have this. Kolhani shochul. All these shalos that were sent to me, you should know, we have the same sveikus, and therefore the klal is have a sofik sheberva. It's a sofik if the get is good or not, and the klal is v'davar sheberva choletus. In the case of any time we have a suffix, if the get is good, so in a suffix we have to say chalitzis. Have you do the case like this? We have to have Yitzchak bar Shmuel bar Masa get the chalitzis. Need two things: a get and a chalitzis. For the Gemara Tati, if it needs another get, what do you have to give chalitzis for? The Gemara says get mechaim. If the husband and wife are still alive, give a get. But if the husband died, then you need chalitzis. Chalitzis liachamisa. Who the heavy kori nafosa? Certain person that his wife is called nafosa. Also, Sadi Kosov Tfosa. The Adam went and said, wrote in the get, Tfosa. They wrote the wrong name. Some Rav Yitzchak bar Shmuel bar Masa Mishmei the Rav also Adam Shtichusim. The Adam did what they did and they can't rewrite the get. No, they have to rewrite the get. So he said, these Edom can't do it. The husband only made them a shir to write the get once. And they made a mistake. So they're finished. They can't rewrite the get. Maskev lo rabba, mi kamalok soivu chaspa. Did the husband tell the shir to write a stam a piece of paper? Vavul and give it. They said write a get. So since he didn't write a get, the first writing is nothing. He has the right, have a right to write it over again. Elom rabba said like this better. Vadi kosev sadi gita mialya. If the Edom wrote a good get, and then be over, they lost it. That's the svar also Edom Shechusam. The Edom did what they did, they can't do it over again. Maskular of Nachman, why? Mi kamala kisvu b'anchu, did the husband say write it, get and leave it alone? Because sites when you pack it, doesn't matter, write it and give it. So if you lost it, avad, you have a right to write it over again. Elomer of Nachman, kaisum v'nais nafilu me'epo, menachnami. They could write the get and give it 100 times. In other words, as long as the get does not get to her, they are still shluchim to give the get to his wife. Boy, menei robin of Nachman, kisvu tunu l'shliach ma'am. If the husband says, write the get and give it to my wife, sluke soliklu, does the husband mean to say, that's it? I do mal the tircha lido achayish. He's chayish for the tircha of them. In other words, kisvu tenu l'shliach means, not that you can't give it over. Just I'm making it easy for you. But if you want to give it, you can give it. Oval erebina l'ravashi, v'yerlich lo, or else, I do mal the, v'yerlich lo, what if he says, v'yerlich lo? Take these case takas of Sharla. If the Edom could do it or not. Shung Laloima Afo Meres Toyli Giti and Ross Lasli Yasser. Turn Rabbonin. Toyli, or else the wife says Vesoli, Vyodli, Vyodcho, Kugeloshin Kabolahein. All these Lashonis are good Lashonis of a Shliach, Le Kabbalah. Alright, we'll stop here. So let's come on, we'll do over again tomorrow night. Again, the Gemara says, "Who gavra?" Remember, in the middle of the Gemara, again, "Who gavra?" Is a man the shoda le gitl veisu. He sent the get to his wife. Ozo shlicha, the shliach went. Ashkecho, he found the wife. Ki yoso bekolisha. The wife was in the middle of the bank making dough. She was lisha making kneading dough. Oh my lord, so the shliach told her, "Hey, look, gitl, here's your get." Omer lei, the wife said back to the shliach, Levi biyodcha, you can keep it. You can keep it means that you should be a shliach la kabbalah to accept the get. Some Rav Nachman said, Emisa le Rabbi Chanina, Avi be'uvda. If I hold like Rabbi Chanina, that he was the one that said before that an isha could make a shliach to accept the get from the shliach habal. So that's what happened here. First the husband made a shliach sending the get to his wife. And then when it came to her, she made him a shliach to accept the get. So I would say the get is good. Omele, Rabbi said back, no. V'yemisal Rabbi Chanina, even if you hold like Rabbi Chanina, in this case, ovdos ba'uvda, you would want to tell me here also the get would be good. Here should be another problem. The question here is, holoichozra shlichus eitzel abal. The shlichus cannot go back to the husband that sent him. Because here the husband sends the get with a shliach. Now this shliach, when he gets finishes giving it to her, he's supposed to go back and tell the husband he did it. But here he can't do that, because the wife right away made him a shliach lekabola. So the same shliach the husband made to be a shliach lelocha, he himself cannot change in to be a shliach lekabola. That's the question. Sumara says, Shachu lekayim the Ravami. They asked the question in front of Ravami, Shachu lehu. He said also back, that it should be a problem over here. Since the shliach cannot go back to the husband to say he did a shlichus, but rather he's changed over to become a shliach lekabbalah, that should be possible. The Gemara says, Rabbi Chiya bar Abba Omar, nisyashu b'dovah. Let me think this thing over. Niyayim Barashi says, until we have a real clear pshat, is hoda after that, shochu kaimu Rabbi Chiya bar Abba. They sent a question from Rabbi Chiya bar Abba. Omar, he said like this, that kol hani, all these type of questions, is shochu lo v'azli, go and send it. In other words, ki heichi de mesafkelu l'ditu, hochanam mesafkelu l'didan. They're saying, well, you have a question, a doubt about it. We also have doubts. And therefore, in such a case, what should we do, l'alocha? Have a dover sheberva. It's a question, and the dover sheberva is the get called the good get or not. V'dover sheberva choletes. And v'dover sheberva, since it's a suffix of the get, is good or not, we can't rely on this get. Therefore, in case the husband dies later, We have to be afraid maybe the get was no good, and therefore she needs chalitza. But if the husband is still alive, then we tell the husband, go and give her another get. Tomorrow says, have you do a case like this, v'yatzchor Rav Yitzchor bar Shmuel bar Maso get v'chalitza. He said that in such a case, where the husband made a shliach l'halacha, and then that shliach changed over to become a shliach l'kabbalah, that the husband has to give another get and chalitza. Tomorrow says, kasha tarti, what do you need two things for? Like if the husband gives another get, that alone should be enough. Tomorrow says, true, atay get mechayim. I mean, if the husband is still alive, it's enough for him to write another get. Let's say the husband dies, though, before he writes, has a chance to write over the get, then the loch rish, she needs chalitza. Hahi, there was a case, devi korule nafosa. The wife's name was called nafosa. Also, sadi the edim went, kosa tfosa. They made a mistake, they wrote the wrong name in the get. They wrote the name of tfosa instead of nafosa. Some Rav Yitzchak bar Shmuel bar Maaseh mishmeid rav also edim shlechusim. The avamina is, listen, the edim did what they were supposed to. They were shluchim edim to write up the get. They wrote up the get. Aye, they did it wrong. The get is no good, but they have no power to rewrite it because they already used up their power. That's what he wanted to say. Mask of law, Rabbi. Rabbi asked a question. Mi ka malu ksoivu chasva. Did the husband tell the shliach, write me stam a piece of chaspa, a piece of earthly kli? In other words, I'm nevavahovul and give it to her. The husband meant to say, is write up a get for my wife. So if you wrote up the wrong name, that's not called writing a get. I can't use this get. So of course the husband still wants the shliach to write another get, and of course he has the right to write another get. There's no question about it. Elul the Mursa is rather like this. Eloma Rabba. What's going to be the case is, again, the husband made a shliach, or told the sefer, write me a get, and the sefer wrote a kosher get, he wrote a good get. V'yovad, then the get was lost. In such a case, I'll tell you here, we can't write over a new get. Osu edim shtichusan, because the edim did already what the husband told them. The husband told them to write up a get, and they wrote up a good get. Aye, this get got lost, tough. Now we have to go and ask the husband a second time if he wants to have a new get written. But these edim, these shluchim themselves, cannot write it over again. This Gemara says, no, doesn't make any sense. Maskev lo Rav Nachman, mi ka'omalu kisu v'yanchu v'kisisaychu. Did the husband tell the edim, just write up a get and leave it in your pocket? Of course, the husband meant to say, write up a get and give it to my wife. So therefore, if you lost the get before you gave it to her, of course the husband wants you to write it over again and give it to her. The main thing is the husband wants you to give her the get. Elo Amar Rav Nachman, so rather Rav Nachman says like this, Koisven v'noisen afilu meyapam, that's the lochom. That the same shluchim, the same sefer, can write the get over again even 100 times. In other words, when the husband told this edim, or told this sefer, you write up a get from a wife and give it to her, the husband wants that this get should be given to her when it's a kosher get. And if anything goes wrong in between, of course the husband wants you to write it over again. So even though it takes you 100 times to write over the get, until you give her a good get, of course you have permission. That's all called from the Tzivui Habal. Boi minei Rovim Rav Nachman. Rovim has a question for Rav Nachman. Kisvo utunu l'shliach. If you wrote up the get, utunu l'shliach, give it over to the shliach. The husband told this first sefer, write up a get and give it to the shliach. That's all. It's not that you should give the get over to my wife. You just write it and give it to the shliach. Mao, what's the luck of such a case? We stand in all these cases that after the sefer wrote up the get and gave it to the shliach, then the shliach lost the get. So does the sefer have a right to rewrite the get or not? So luke slikilihu is the pshat that since the sefer did what he was supposed to, he wrote up the get and gave it to a shliach, he's finished. He cannot do it over again. The husband, of course, wants the sefer as long as he has to write it over and over again until the wife gets a good get. Aye, how come the husband told the sefer to give it over to the shliach? Because he wanted to be nice to the sefer. He wanted to make it easy upon him. But of course, if the sefer wants to rewrite the get, if the get got lost, of course the husband has a right to. So that was his question. The sefer has a right to. So that's the question. That doesn't mean to say only write it once and give it over, and if you did it, you can't do any more. Or no, the husband just meant to be nice, but of course, as much as you want, you could write it over again. Omalei Ravina Ravashi, v'yoylech lo maho, What about if the husband says, take it to her? What's going to be in such a case? Tamar says, take her. True. In these cases, we have a suffix. So Moshe Taiku, in this case, we have a suffix exactly what was the kavono habal. What did the baal mean? Did the baal mean to be makpid, to do it just once, and he can't redo it? Or no, he's masking that you could do it as many times as you have to, as long as the guest comes to her. Right, then the Mishnah says, of Shimon Gamliel, Oimer, Af Oimer is Toli Giti, and Rotsa Las Layachzer. When the wife says such a lashon of Toli Giti, she makes a shliach to receive the guest from me, that's called the lashon of a shliach le kabolo. And then as soon as the shliach receives the get, it takes place. The husband cannot retract. Tana Rabbonin, Toli, let's say the wife tells the shliach, take it from me. Visoli, bring it to me. V'yoyli v'yotcha, should be for you in my hand. Should be for me in your hand. Kul v'loshen kabolhein. All these l'shoynas are good l'shoynas that the wife is appointing the shliach to be a shliach l'kabolah, and therefore as soon as the get comes into her hand, he can't be chayzer anymore. Yeah. Good. The last shaila was v'yerluch l'Rashi says, in the same case was where the husband told the shluchim kisvu utnu l'shliach, but he only added the word v'yerluch, and he could also go along with them. So that was the question: does the word v'yerluch mean more that you could redo it or not? And this is more applies by teiku. So that's the Mishnah. Ha'isha shomro hiskabo legiti. If the wife makes a shliach l'kabbalah, she goes over to Reuven and tells Reuven, listen, I want you to go to my husband to receive the get for me. And then as soon as the husband gives the get to the shliach, she's megareshes. So halacha is, tzrichi shtei kiti edim. She still needs two pairs of edim that she should be really megareshes. Shnayim shomrim b'faneinu omra. We need two edim to say over that they heard the way the wife told the shliach to become a shliach l'kabbalah. Or shnayim shomrim, another two edim we need that says, b'faneinu kibel b'kara. In front of us we saw the way this same shliach received the get from the husband, and then also he ripped it up. We'll see later soon why the shliach has to rip it up right away. Now, afilu heinu rishonim heinu achreinim. Even though it's the same edim, the same two edim that said first, say the second thing, it's also good.